Hey, all you lovely ladies. I am so excited to be here with you again tonight. I am Leanne Fuller, and I want to welcome you all to Your Fuller Life. In this segment of Welcome to Your Fuller Life, you are not alone. We're going to be joined by Tamara McCarthy. Tamara is a single mom of purpose that is on a mission to let all single moms know that they are not alone. Single mom is just a title. It doesn't define who you are. It doesn't define you as a person, the woman God created you to be, and it doesn't and shouldn't define your destiny. Regardless of where you are or where you have been, it doesn't define you and where you are going. Tamara is an author, writer, motivator, and a single mom. She is earning her PhD in Christian counseling and has always had a passion to inspire and motivate young ladies and women, and it has now become her purpose in life. She's also a certified life and empowerment coach. Hey, Tamara, how are you?
I'm doing good, Leanne. How you doing?
I'm doing so good. I'm so glad to have you on with us tonight.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, I'm excited to have you. So tell us a little more about you.
I have been a single mom for 27 years. My oldest is 27, and I have just, I started writing books about 2 years ago. So far, I've written 13. And
Wow.
most of them tell my story in each book. Just put bits and pieces in each book and just go off of that, get a certain subject matter and just build off of that. But most of it is just telling my story of how I have raised my kids, how I've, went back to school, how I've lived through domestic violence, and just getting to be the woman that God has created me to be. So that is me.
Wow, that's amazing. 13 books, you said?
13 books, yes.
Wow, that's great. So,
Thank you.
what made you decide to write books, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm kind of an introvert. And one day it was like, it's time for you to find your voice. And I know I'm getting better at speaking in front of large groups of people, but I was like, you know what, I like to write. So, I didn't know the first thing about writing a book, but I did some research and I just started writing. And
Wow.
it seemed like it just comes natural.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So tell us how you have overcome your trials and tribulations as a single mom.
I would say just what firstly I would say I started once I gave my life back to God. That's when it really started. Because before that I was just going through the motions, not knowing really who I was and who I belonged to and just trying to find myself. And that really didn't take course until I got saved, I got baptized, and just really just finding out who I was and just beginning to love myself and just doing things differently than when I wasn't saved, because then when you're not saved, it's like you do basically whatever you want to do. And a lot of times that gets you in trouble, So once I, decided I wanted to live a better life and do things differently and just be a better mom to my kids, I mean, that's when everything really started to just take off and just, I guess, getting better, just got better at that point. Wow.
So, what did it take for you to decide that, to decide that you wanted a better life?
I would probably have to say, like, just looking at how I was living and, just, seeing that, I'm raising these kids and, what kind of example am I setting for them? By just living the wrong way, not being on the right track, trying to provide for them in the right way and trying just being a good person, being a good mom, because you don't want your kids to, go down the same path that you have. So just, I wanted to make a decision. I made a decision. I wanted to be a better role model for them, so they could, one day say, I'm proud of my mom. She decided to go back to school and, get her education. She decided to, help other people, in writing and telling her story. So, my kids, I mean, that was like a big motivator for me to basically change my life and just do right and live according to what the Bible says. We are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and just be a better example, set an example, so yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great. Our kids are such great motivators.
They are. They really are.
Yeah. So tell me a little more, so how do you help single moms? You talk about single mom is just a title and it doesn't define you. How do you help moms see that?
I guess, just by sharing my story. And also, I am a board member of one of my friends. She has a nonprofit for single moms, and we're just starting to have like workshops every month, doing stuff with the single, basically single parents. It's for single parents, so at least moms and dads, and just giving them that support system. Letting them know that, yeah, you're going through this, we've been through it, this is what we've done, just giving them, I don't necessarily want to say a blueprint, but just hope for the future. Yes, you're a single parent, you're raising your kids on your own, but it's not on the end of the world. There's a lot of other people out there that's doing it, and they've made it, and they've, go, their kids have gone on to be, good kids. They've been going on to be, good, what's the word I want to use? I don't know what the word is, but just, good, adults, what's the word? What's the word? Just gone on to be, good role models themselves, and done other things, but just it's basically just just motivating them, inspiring them, sharing my story, and through these workshops, and just giving them that support system, because a lot of single moms don't have that support system. They don't have the dads that come and get their kids on the weekend, so they're like taking care of them 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They don't have that time
Right.
for themselves. So that's another
Right.
thing that we do when they do come to these workshops. We provide childcare if they have to bring the kids, to get that, it's a 2-hour workshop. So they have that 2 hours where with,
Right.
other like-minded people, and they're not exactly away from the kids, but they're having
Right.
that, that me time that a lot of us do
Right.
need and we don't get on a regular basis.
Oh wow, that's awesome. I mean that, and it's, I tell you what, there's a time I can't tell you what I would have done to have had 2 hours to
Yeah.
myself where I didn't have kids or working. I had to go to work to escape. I
Yes.
had to go to work. I'm like, please, can I just go to work? You're at work, you feel bad, you're at work and you want to be home with your kids. You get home, the kids are fighting, you want
Where can I go?
to go back to work. So yeah, that is great. That is great. And I love that you and your friend are doing that because I have my Adopt a Mom for Christmas program that I keep talking that I want to turn it into a not-for-profit and make it a year-round. Year-round movement kind of thing. And that's one of the things I've looked into doing is doing workshops of specific things for single moms and so on. So I think that's awesome that you're doing that.
Thank you.
So what started that program?
Well, she's a single mom as well. And just, this life, the things that she had to deal with, raising her daughter and things that she didn't have and just not having that support system all the time. So it's something that she had been wanting to do for many years, and when she approached me about it, I mean, I was like, it was really crazy because it was like stuff that was already on my heart to do, and the same exact things that she was talking about. I'm like, oh my goodness! I mean, I was starting to cry because I'm like, this is something that I've been thinking about as well. So it just meshed together just perfectly.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. So what do you tell moms that are kind of struggling and they don't feel they have that support? How do you help them? Where do you have them? Where can they turn to?
Well, the first thing I would tell them if they're in church, to go to church, because a lot of churches they have where they do have they call them ministries, I think it would be like a women's ministry. Some even have a single mom's ministry, which was surprising to me. I actually found a church that had single mom's ministries. But just try to get into, like, it wouldn't necessarily per se be a support group, but if they're in, have a church home, to go there, speak with somebody within the church, because if they don't have programs there themselves, they can always help them locate other kind of support groups, get their kids into stuff. I used to have my boys in, I think it was Big Brothers Big Sisters. They have mentors that come out. I believe it's like once a week they'll take the kids out and spend time with them. That's another way for them to get some alone time for themselves. What else? What else? What else? And just try to get into some type of what is it? What is it? What is it? Basically, just try to find ways to get involved in other things. Where there's other, single moms, people that understand what they're going through and dealing with, and just try to, keep a positive mind. I know it sometimes is looks a certain way, but just like anything else in life, it's only like that for a season. It's not going to be like that the whole time. And just be positive, and if they're a Christian, pray. A prayer always helps me. It's brought me through a lot of difficult times. And if they're, not in church, get in church, Go visit some churches, see which ones are there because they have a lot of programs and resources that can help them.
I think that seems to be a very commonality is with the churches, is there's so much support in a church.
Yes.
You'll find support from the other members. Like you said, there's ministries that'll help you. They like have the Sunday school, you know, that they can go to. I mean, when in the beginning of me being a single mom, not the very beginning, but throughout, after probably a year, there was the church around the corner that had the youth program, which was amazing. You know, my kids would go and they'd play. They'd go to the youth program, and it was so much fun for them. And it gave me an hour and a half of just peace. So, yeah, and there are a lot of youth programs out there. There's Girl Scouts, there's Boy Scouts, there's the Boys, Girls, and Big Brother and Big Sister programs that are amazing. That they will, they'll come and they'll pick your kids up and they'll take them to the movies, or you know, just whatever. They have these, a lot of colleges do that. You know, so there's a lot of different resources out there. So, and I was very fortunate that I had such an amazing and supportive family. You know, my family, even my their dad's family, they're super supportive. And, you know, and I had that because I'm very fortunate I had that, because I worked two, sometimes three jobs just to make ends meet, doing it all on my own. I didn't have support financially. But luckily I had that other support that, you know, so not everybody has that, but there is support out there if you're open to it and you're looking for it.
Yes, that is true.
I think so many of us get this closed off mind that I'm all alone. I have to do it alone, you know. I remember being told, well, you chose this, you figure it out. Well, know what? I did. It wasn't easy all the time, but I did.
No, it wasn't.
But that's the thing. Don't close your mind off thinking that you have to do it alone. Because there is support out there.
There is.
And the church is a great place. The church, they have community programs. Check with the school. The school can be a really good resource in helping you find other resources.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's amazing. Go ahead.
Another thing I wanted to bring up is like journaling. That's what I did a lot of, you know, especially when I was having my bad days and kids was running around crazy, and then work was crazy, and just it seemed like this, everything was just going to come crashing in. I just got my notebook and I just started writing, you know, because when you get that stuff out of your mind, it's like you're freeing up, you know, space for the positive to come in, because your mind is constantly boggled down with negative stuff. It's like that's all you're going to be feeding off of. So I would also suggest journaling, you know, just write down everything. And it's like, you know, it's funny because when I would go back and read, I'm like, what the heck was going on?
So
journaling is a good thing to do as well.
Yes. So as a single mom, and like you said, you know, being a single mom doesn't define who you are. So what do you suggest for single moms, women in general, because all moms, whether we're single, married, what, we all get lost in our children, in our children, our work, our whatever it is in life. So what do you tell women and moms to help them know that being a single mom or being a mom doesn't define them? It's not who you are.
Basically, you know, it's like you, before you had kids, you were somebody. Once your kids grow up and leave the home, you're going to still be that person. It's like, so you have to get out the mindset of like, you know, that, okay, I'm Susie's mom or I'm David's mom. It's like, no, you're Tamara, you're Leanne. It's like you were a person before you had your kids. So you have to, you know, like basically take back your, the right word, personal, I don't know, take back your self-image, you know, because it's like once we have kids, it's like we just, everything goes. I know with me, I've gotten so comfortable wearing sweatpants, baseball cap, and tennis shoes. I could wear that every single day. I would. It's like, you know, I could run after my kids in that, you know, so I got so used to wearing it. It's like I have to force myself to put on regular women's stuff, like a dress or skirt. It's like you have to force yourself to do normal women things. And yes, you're a mom, but you're still a woman. You were first a woman. So you have to get back to doing that kind of stuff. You know, getting your nails done, getting your pedicures, getting your hair done, you know, hanging out with friends, you know, go and have lunch. If you got to go out by yourself and do something, you know, you have to do it to get your identity back.
Yeah. I love that. Sounds like a lot of self-care and self-loving.
Yeah.
That's so important. And we lose that. We just give that away.
Oh, yeah.
All we do is we give and don't keep anything for ourselves.
Yes, that is true.
Definitely. So tell us what made you decide to really help other people and to get into becoming, you know, that motivator and becoming a coach and what made you decide to go get your PhD in Christian counseling?
I think mainly, I think I was really born that way because since I was younger, I've always loved helping people. Any job that I've possessed has always been in a capacity where I'm helping somebody else. And, you know, then taking it to, you know, going back to school and getting the PhD in Christian counseling. I just want to, you know, help people live a better life. I mean, you know, me, myself, I really didn't have a lot of people that, like, motivated me, inspired me until I got into my adult years, basically. And just being thankful for them coming into my life and speaking into my life and showing me that there was better out there. It's like I want to give back. You know, somebody poured into me. Somebody, you know, took the time to, you know, speak something positive into my life. So it's like I just want to, like, I guess what they say, what is it, pay it forward? You know, it's like, it may not reach everybody, but if I could just reach one person, two people, three people, you know, this might change somebody's life.
Yeah. And, you know, that one person's life, it's like a domino effect. You change one person's life, they change another person, just like the people who reached you and changed your life.
Yeah.
It's a domino effect. Because every person you help and every person's life that you change, they're going to pass it on. They're going to pay it forward, like you said.
Yes.
So that's amazing. So you say you didn't have anybody from a young age until you were an adult. Like, where did you find these people that finally did motivate you and support you and inspire you?
Well, the first one was a mentor that I got when I was working for a nonprofit. And this was, oh my goodness, like how many years ago? It's probably about 15 years ago, and she's still in my life. You know, she's still a, you know, big part of my life. She still checks on me. We still keep in contact, and she's still that inspiration, that motivator, and just, you know, always pushing me to, you know, do better. Yeah, so I'm very thankful for her.
Wow, that's awesome. So, you know, you talk about being a motivator and a speaker and everything. Yeah, let me combine them, you know. I make up my own words here. So, that's what you do now. tell us a little bit about where you came from. So people know, they know that.
Okay. Now, when you say where I came from, you say like job-wise or just experience, like life experiences?
Life experience. Yeah, life experience. Like, where were you before you became a speaker, or not a speaker, but a author and a motivator? Where were you before then?
Okay. I was lost. I was really lost. I had been in, but let me go back a little bit more. As a child, one day coming home from school, I was raped. And that, it's like my life probably like stopped at that point in time. I just got lost. And it took me many, many years to find myself. Well, I thought I found myself, and I ended up getting into a domestic violence situation, and that like further pulled me down deeper and just basically had me just probably in a trance, because I, when you're in those type of situations, they make you feel small. I mean, they tell you things that you that at the time you don't know that they're true, but you being in that position, you believe them. And it took me many years to come out of that. I was told that I wasn't going to be anything. Nobody wanted me. I had these kids. Like, who's going to want you? This is all you're going to get. So for many years, I believed that. And one day, I like I said, I had, that particular, my mentor that came into my life, and people that I work with and I went to church with, I just snapped out of it and decided I wanted to, find out who I really was, because for many years I had people telling me what they thought I was, and I didn't know who I was for myself. So, I took a lot of years to just get myself together, just raising my kids, going back to school, working, and that's got me to the point where I am now. Share my story through my books, going and speaking at different places and doing the single moms workshops, and I lost my train of thought. And just trying to be inspiration to somebody else, because I know I'm not the only single mom that has went down or had to deal with these trials and tribulations. So and telling my story and getting it out there, I'm able to help somebody else. So that's where I'm at now.
Wow. I really want to thank you and honor you for sharing that with us, because that's a piece of you that sometimes can be hard to share. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I really appreciate that. And there are so many of us that are in that place or have been in that place, whether it's rape or molestation or physical abuse or verbal abuse or whatever it is. And sadly, when we go through that when we're younger, it demeans us into we lose our self-value, and we feel like we lose our worth. And then
Definitely.
that opens us up to these abusive relationships when we're older.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a cycle that's just, it's a horrible cycle.
It is.
And
Yes.
when we go through that, when we go through that, it's something we have to deal with. And I think a lot of times we don't deal with that.
Yes.
So you almost have to deal with that initial pain to start to come out of the other side. So tell us, what was the deciding factor for you? What was that breaking point for you that you knew you needed to get out of your domestic violence that you were in? Like, what happened that you knew you had to do that?
Well, he tried to kill me. You know, he tried to kill me. And it's just, you know, and seeing my kid's face, you know, because a lot of the times he didn't do it around my kids. But when he did, and just seeing them and just, you know, putting myself in their shoes. I mean, I would not want to see my mom go through anything like that. Didn't, you know, if he's doing this to me, he's going to start hitting them. And I'm like, I can't allow that to happen.
Right. So what's the first step for somebody who is, let's say, in that position and they feel they have no place to turn? Because that's a scary place to be. And a lot of times you don't know what to do. You're scared for your life. You're scared for your children's life. So where do they turn? What do they do?
My first instinct is, you know, for them to turn to God. You know, that's, you know, a lot of people may think otherwise, but, you know, that's who I believe that brought me out of those situations. You know, and if that's not their first, you know, step, then, you know, look within. I mean, they, you know, basically you have to make a decision. Who do you love more? Do you love this man that's putting his hands on you and trying to kill you? Do you love yourself? Do you love your kids? And, you know, calling the cops, yeah, you can do that. I've done it, you know, several times. And it's like, you know, it's like a flip of the coin. You don't know who you're going to get. You might get a police officer that's going to come and, you know, take your side and, you know, try to help you and your kids. And then on other instance, it might be one that does the same thing that this guy is doing to you and might take his side. I've dealt with both sides of the coin. So, you know, if they don't do those options, you may have to go to a shelter. I've had to do that too. I had to leave everything, go to a shelter, and start over. You know, material things can be replaced. Your life, your kid's life is irreplaceable. You can't be, you know, you can't leave here and come back. It's not going to happen. So it's like they have, you basically have to decide what's important, what's more important, your life, your kid's life, or this person's life. They have to make a decision.
Yeah. It's amazing how everything starts with a decision.
Yeah.
Everything starts with a decision, and everything can change in an instant with a decision.
That's true.
Wow. So fast forward to where you are now. You know, you've been there, you've done that, and I thank you for sharing that with us, because so many, like I said, so many of us are there, have been there. We think that we think that there's nothing more. What would you tell them? Anybody who's there right now that doesn't know what to do, like, what would you tell them? They don't think they're worthy of getting out of this relationship, or they think they deserve it, or they believe all these horrible things. What do you tell them?
I would tell them that there is more to life than a guy that puts his hands on you 1 minute, and the next minute he claims to love you. He's not the one. You know, he may have his good side, but everybody, you know, he has that bad side. Everybody has a good and a bad side. But if you're constantly seeing that bad side, he's not the one. You are loved. Your kids love you. You know, so you need to start loving yourself. You know, we're everybody, yeah, we're placed here. You know, no one wants to be by themselves, but sometimes it's good to be by yourself. You know, I took out, I'm going on 10 years, I think, single, haven't dated, you know, and I'm like, I'm enjoying my singleness. So it's like, you know, relationships are good, but if it's not the right person, then I don't want to be bothered. You know, you know, a lot of guys, they come off as they're this good person, but you don't know, you know. So I lost my train of thought again. But, yeah, I mean, you have to first love yourself. You know, I've been there. You know, I you know, was told that, you know, I wasn't nothing, wasn't going to be nothing. But I'm sitting here telling you today that I am somebody. I was somebody, then I didn't know it. But you are somebody. Somebody loves you. You have parents that love you. You have kids that love you. God loves you. You know, the situation that you're in is not right. No one has the right to put their hands on you. They don't have the right to verbally abuse you. You know, you have to you have to take a stand. You may not be able to do it face-to-face with that person, but you can take a stand and leaving and choosing your life, your kid's life, you know.
Yeah.
So better is around the corner, but you have to make the first step. You have to take the first step, and that's leaving.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And you were, when you lost your train of thought, man, you were on it and talking about living, being single and enjoying it.
Yes.
Enjoy being single, ladies. You don't have to report to somebody. You don't have to. You know what I miss the most about being a single mom? I didn't have to worry about splitting holidays. Talk about the holidays coming up. I didn't have to worry about splitting holidays. Me and my kids went to my mom's, and I had no problem. So it's not all bad being a single mom. Yeah, you might get lonely sometimes, but find company if you have to.
Read a book.
Yes, read a book. Find yourself. Take yourself out on a date. Who says you need a man to go out on a date? Go out with your girlfriends. You don't have to ask for permission to go out with your girlfriend. You know, God love my boyfriend. I'm still trying to figure out if he's a sucker or a saint. I gotta say, because it could go either way. Because he puts up with a lot for me and my children. But and it's not even asking for permission to go out with my girlfriend. It's just like you don't have to feel bad that you want to go do something different.
No.
And not that he makes me feel bad, but you know he works, I work. You know, sorry, honey, I'm going out with the girls. But point being, it's just enjoy it. It doesn't have to be bad. Being a single mom, like you said, there's like this stigma around single moms, and you have in a label, and when you're, you know, people think of single moms, they think of you have to be a mom. That's it.
Yeah.
You work, you have your kids, that's all you do. You don't have a life. It's like you're not supposed to have a life outside of that. Well, you can. Get out there and enjoy it.
Exactly.
Use this time as being a single woman, not even a single mom, just being a single woman and just enjoying yourself. And learn to enjoy your own company.
Yes.
I mean, I spent so many years. I tell you, I could be at home in my pajamas. Somebody would call me at 10 o'clock at night. Hey, you on? Oh, yeah, I'm right there. Because I hated to be by myself.
Yeah.
I just despised myself. So it's
Okay.
like any little opportunity to get away from me, I was on it. But it doesn't have to be that way, right?
No, it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't. It doesn't. And,
no.
You know, sometimes I miss those days of being single and just having to worry about me and the kids. And, you know, some days I miss those
days.
I'm
loving it. Some people think I'm crazy, but
I don't
it.
Think
I'm
you're
sorry.
Crazy at all. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely loving it.
So tell us how what you do to motivate women. You're a writer, you're a motivator. What are you doing on a day-to-day basis to motivate women?
Day-to-day. Well, I would probably say, well, I use social media a lot. I do use social media a lot. I do different stuff on there, post inspirational, motivational messages on there. Haven't done any videos in a while, but I used to do some videos and stuff like that. I do blog as well. I have a monthly blog that I do. No, I'm sorry, not monthly, weekly. Okay, yeah, weekly. Weekly blog that I do. So it's basically just if I don't get a chance to, like, be vocal, then it's more of a social media type thing. Those messages, you know, little sayings, stuff like that. However, the social media works, you know, Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's that on the day to day. That's what it looks like.
So tell us where our listeners can find and connect with you on social media. And on your blog?
Instagram, I am a single mom of purpose on Instagram. My Facebook, I actually have a Facebook group called Kingdom Gals, G-A-L-S. My blog is on my website, www.TamaraMcCarthyEnterprises.com. And I think that's it. Yeah, I think
awesome.
That's it for social media.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you give us your website?
Yes,
www.TamaraMcCarthyEnterprises.com. Okay, okay. Just wanted to make sure we got that out there again. So that's perfect. So what do you want to leave the listeners with today?
I want to leave the listeners with this. If you are a single mom, it's not a curse. You're not the only one in the world. You know, single moms, you know, we're still women. You're still a woman. You still have, you know, you still need your me time. You know, we love our kids. You know, we want to raise them right, but you're still an individual. You still need your time. Just start loving yourself, finding some time to get out and do some things just for you. You know, we get so lost in our kids. You know, they have to go here, they have to go there. You know, and you run out to work, and it's like you come home, and then you're cooking. It's like you have to get a schedule together. Like, okay, this day, this is what's going down, but I'm taking these 2 hours to go do something for myself. Even if you just go into your room, close the door, turn the lights off, listen to some music, read a book, do something. You have to get back to being an individual. Yes, you're Susie's mom, Tommy's mom, but you're also your own individual person. And if you're going through any kind of domestic violence, get out of it. It's not worth it. It's not worth your life. It's not worth your kids, you know, potentially losing their mom. It's not worth it. You know, there's so many other guys out here that will treat you a whole lot better. And if, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you need some time for yourself. It's not all that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be a lot of fun.
Yes, it can be.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it on the head earlier when you said you were someone before you had your children. Yeah. You are going to be somebody when your children leave home.
Mm-hmm.
So shouldn't you know who that someone is?
Yes, exactly. Go find her. She's out there somewhere.
Yeah. Start building that relationship back up with you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So tell us really quick about some of your books.
Some of my books. Single Mom, You Honor Alone, Becoming a Single Woman of Purpose. That was my second book. A lot of people like that book. I think I gave a lot of stuff up in that book. I basically told on myself. Everything that I had, basically went through and where I had gotten to, So it's like I was in the dark and I came out to the light. And, since then I've just been re-evolving, I think that's the word probably. And then there's the Single Woman Chronicles. It's like, you're a single mom, but you're still a single woman. Get out there and live your life, find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Another book is, Inspiration to Live a Better Life. That has like a little, those are like, I guess like short stories of different scenarios that I have experienced my own self and how I've looked at the situation differently and how you mm-hmm. can get out of certain situations and just look on a more positive side of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
What else? My Future Husband, Tailor Made by God. That's like a dating book. For married folks as well. So if you're dating, if you're married, if you're engaged, it's like you really just want to, for singles, you want to find yourself, basically. If you're engaged, you want to make sure that you're engaged to the right person. You have to do a self-check. You have to check that person as well. Are you in the right place? Are they in the right place? If you're married, did you get married for the right reasons? Did you actually love this person? Are you going through some things that you have to reconnect with them to make your marriage better? And then what else? What other ones? See Yourself Through God's Eyes. That is more probably like a journal type book. Different scenarios or probably my life's trials and tribulations and just throwing them out there and giving the person that's reading an opportunity to say, okay, did you go through a similar situation? How can you change it? This is what I did. How can you get better at, looking at your situation and putting a positive spin on it?
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. And where can they find these on your website?
They are on my website, and they are also on Amazon.com as well.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's awesome. So, Tamara, I can't thank you enough for joining us tonight. This has been fun.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I'm so glad you can make it and join us because it was a lot of fun.
Yes, I had fun as well.
So, ladies, I want to thank you all for joining us as well. Don't forget to tune in next week. Tune in and join us on Welcome to Your Fuller Life. Let's talk about friendship with Lori Stansel. And in the meantime, ladies, I am looking for women that are just ready to get out of their own way, to come out of their shadows and shine in their true greatness. If you're really ready to invest in you, I would love to have you apply for a free discovery call so that you can see what coaching is really about. And I'm super excited to be working on a program for a new year, new you, starting January 1st with some hugely discounted coaching rates, which you'll never find again. So I sign up for a free discovery call at lovingyourfullerlife.com and let's talk about that and see if coaching is for you. And again, Tamara, thank you so much for joining us. And again, tell us where we can find you.
Instagram is Single Mama Purpose. Facebook, I have a Facebook group, is Kingdom Gals, G-A-L-S. And my website is www.TamaraMcCarthyEnterprises.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tamara. And
thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I love you all. Mwah. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week.